That's hilarious. Hold on, folks. Something didn't play here properly, so now I got to redo the whole thing.
Now the subject from the Canadian Press. Federal Crown Indigenous Relations Minister Carolyn Bennett is suggesting a meeting may be in the works between Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, BC Premier John Horgan, and the hereditary chiefs of the Wet'suwet'en First Nation. On her way into a second day of meetings with those chiefs, she told reporters there's still some hard work to do before that happens. The Mohawk Council of Ganawagi has a proposal that would let the RCMP withdraw from Wet'suwet'en territory in BC. Grand Chief Joseph Norton is proposing that Mohawk peacekeepers head up a temporary Indigenous police force to patrol the area. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus is raising the global risk assessment of COVID-19 to very high. He says there are now 4,351 cases of the new coronavirus in 49 countries, that is outside of China. From the Canadian Press, I'm Dawn Kelly.
Checking in with the Hog weather right now. Minus 4 tomorrow. A few flurries for Sunday. Cloudy. High of 3. Tonight getting down to low minus 9. But right now downtown Hamilton it's minus 5. But it feels like minus 14 with the wind chill. A little bit after 2 o'clock and change right now. Gunner here hanging out with you on the Hawk. Steel City Music is the show. And you heard some Sarah and the Disarmers right there before we got into the old news situation, all the other fun stuff with new ways to fail. And of course, things were screwing up on the air as I was talking to Dan over here, and nothing like a well produced radio show.
Oh, improvisation is the chocolate chips of life.
Dan, what? Really, Dan?
Yeah, man.
Dan Weiss is joining me right now, and he reached out to me a couple weeks back, actually more than a couple weeks back, over a month ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I put a call out to people who were doing some different things in Hamilton and wanted to find out if you're doing some charity work, if you have a new project, something music-related, something art-related, and you said, hey, I'm doing this. So tell people what you're doing right now.
Well, it's been my brainchild for a little while, but I'm starting a new business that's called M-File Music Theory and Songwriting. It's going to be an online education platform that's focusing on songwriting and boosting musician skills and kind of trying to blend the lines between like boring old theory and give it more purpose and intent and try and get into more of the mindset about why you're doing these things.
You say boring old theory. Now, someone like myself and others who don't know about theory in music, explain to us why this is boring and why what you were doing are trying to get out of it.
Well, I mean, like, once I started kind of peeling back the onion layers on it, I really liked it, but that's because I'm a huge nerd. So I ended up going to music school here at Mohawk in the jazz program. And
What year did you graduate?
That would have been back in 2011.
2011, yeah.
So it was a great time, right. and met a lot of really inspiring teachers who ended up teaching the real lessons about, like, you know, the intent and the purpose and finding your reason for doing things and really saying something with the music. And I felt like there was kind of a disconnect between the idea of what you can do with music and what higher music education can bring to you and the general public who would generally kind of shy away from learning about music theory and things. It's almost like it puts up an obstacle and people don't want to take those lessons any further if it goes in that direction. So I just kind of want to get rid of that. That's
kind of sounds like the punk rock philosophy is that anyone can actually do music.
Oh, for sure.
Right.
Absolutely.
So you've taken away all the technical and knowledge end of it and you're just teaching people a different way to look at it.
Yeah. You know, when I first got into it, I was very much like, okay, let's find a way to make it easy for people to access these things. And the more time I spent with it, I was like, well, are people really going to want this if it's presented in that way. So we really got to kind of think of it in a different way, and I needed to kind of assess what it is that I love about music and what makes me have those like transformative experiences when you're just in the moment and fully engrossed and just being free with your instrument.
Was it like a trial and error? Do you have like incidences where you had like little breakthroughs and little setbacks you can share with us?
Oh, for sure. I mean, it's been 2 years since the light bulb moment kind of happened. I was digging through all my old notes from school, and that in itself was just like I was feeling kind of down about my music and wasn't really sure if I'd even learned anything. And then it was looking back on my progress and seeing how much I'd actually gained and being able to have a system of stuff to keep track. So the initial idea, and we're still kind of developing that, is kind of having testing software so you can go in and solidify and track your progress on a lot of things. But a lot of the initial offerings are going to be courses that are focusing on just really pushing yourself forward and trying to transform as a musician. Like, I don't necessarily want to target, like, the beginner, because there's 1,000 things out there for them. I want to find that person that's out there saying, like, I want to make music. I know this is inside of me, but I don't know if I can do it. And I want to just turn that around and be like, I want to hear the music that could be so powerful and inspiring that could be played at somebody's wedding and make them cry or give that.
Well, you spoke of just some software right now.
Yeah, so
did
like
you develop it? Did you have people help you develop it?
It's been mostly me.
It's been all you. Well, you did say you were a nerd earlier.
Yeah. So I kind of have that personality where if I can't figure something out, I will eventually. I just lose like a couple of weeks of sleep.
Sure.
So I started teaching myself like very basic JavaScripting and figuring things out, and it's been a while, and it's still working. And I want to get somebody in who actually knows what they're doing, but I've got the basic prototypes. So it works. I kind of want to try and roll out some stuff for the website and see if people.
But have you tested it on like what test subjects? Like, does this make sense? Have you tried it?
Yeah.
And so what's the feedback?
The feedback has been good.
Yeah. Is it what you expected, or were you expecting like, oh my god, I don't understand what you're doing here?
No. Well, okay. There was a little bit of like,
was there? Yeah.
Self doubt where it's like, oh my god, is this gonna work? But every little tweak kind of, you know, brings another question and another thing that needs to be answered. But so far, like any of the materials that we've been putting out, especially, you know, I'm like, can you just give me some feedback? And then people are like looking through like the chord progressions book.
Right.
Like, this is exactly what I need at that point. The target is people who've been playing already for a while and they want to make that next step and they feel like they've hit that plateau. And it's usually because they've avoided music theory up until that point.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, this kind of stuff makes the difference between being a tourist and being a local and navigating like a local.
Okay.
You know, so the idea behind the chord progressions book was like we get through some of the barriers and teach you about how to take chord movement and start to recognize it and get good at analyzing. And it's basically just a big book of prompts. If you want to use it to study, you can. But the idea is if you want to write songs, this gives you the formulas to just make chord progressions for yourself and just get inspired and go.
You have on your website, you have like a section that says, I'm here to browse the articles. This is just all about.
Yeah. There's going to be like theory articles, just answering basic questions. I'm trying my best to just throw it out there as much as possible and ask, what do you want to learn about? And then I just go back and write about it.
You said 2 years to do this. We're at this point now in 2020. Are we? Is this like? Is it launched now?
Yeah, it's happening now.
It's happening now.
It's been like a pet project that I was very much like, oh, someday. And then I just kind of had to double down and get the foundations together. So I'm back in Mohawk,
right,
you know, for business.
Oh yeah. Okay. So it must feel good that you finally got it up online and it's like you got that done.
Oh yeah. It's such a like the entrepreneurial trap of just like it's got to be perfect. And if you wait until it's perfect, you'll never
put it out. So but at least that you put it out, you can see where there's like, you know, where there's like tweaking. It's tweaking time.
Oh, it's going to be so much tweaking. But that's the fun part. Because I want it to be able to adapt and change. I mean, that's how music works anyway. So
sure.
Whatever people seem to be responding to or asking for, or what they want to see, then yeah, we'll throw it up there.
Okay, so to go to mfile.ca and see what Dan is talking about, and if you're interested in learning a little bit about a theory about getting started for that point where he was just talking about, click on the site. He's connected up with Facebook, of course, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and even Snapchat, I believe. Are you on Snapchat or LinkedIn?
Is there a Snapchat thing?
I don't know. We got some strange.
Oh, is it the Twitch thing?
Yeah.
So I'm integrating a bunch of live streaming stuff that I'm going to start up hopefully in the next week, and it's going to be simulcast on all the different platforms, kind of thing, and just talking about what's going on.
Well, thanks for coming by, sir,
and thank you for having me.
Best of luck to you, and I hope it all turns out for you. And welcome back to Mohawk College, by the way.
Oh, it's been a pleasure.
All right, here's the Hollies for you. A long, cool woman in a black dress.
Oh, I love this song.
Here on Steel City Music.
My temper just started to rise. She was a long, cool woman in a black dress with a fine, now beautiful song. With just one look, I was a bad mess, 'cause that long, cool woman had it all. Thank you.
face washed in the dawning light. We stayed up too late, but the moon's still in the sky. Light the fireplace and close the curtains tight. We can make believe that we can stay up all night.
Bit of Terra Life in action there for you. It is going on 2:22 right now. Gunner here. You also heard the Hollies as well. Long, tall, drag, black dressed woman right there before that. I'm typing. I'm talking. I got 4 or 5 conversations on the go, and I'm doing different things, and you know exactly what's going on because that happens in your life all the time. Got a message from my flying machine. Brandon sent it to me. He said, hey, I finally got some put some new music up on the Bandcamp there. You mind spinning it, Gunner? I'm up mixing it. It was like late last night he was still doing it. So I'm like, of course. And he's been up on the show before. Great dude. And he actually played recently at This Ain't Hollywood with Brenna Burns and another gentleman a little while ago, and they put on a really good show. And he's always fun to check out. He's a great guest, and I love having him up here on the show. So, In This House is the new track, and it's from his act. It's called My Flying Machine. So I thought we'd play both of them that are off of this off his Bandcamp. So you will hear. In This House, My Flying Machine, and My Five as well. We'll do that. And at 2:30, Pleasure Craft with Sam. All of that coming up.
In this house, fruit of love and pure affection. The two of us are rarely left alone. And sure, we might want to just leave for a vacation, but we return. It's what we built here. Perfect imperfection. We laugh when we cry, and we tangle up the view. We pull them roads that we are paving for the future. Still we know what we built here is home. Separate doors we've never seen before, but we are seeing. Forming has changed, but we will find a new equation. Stand in line to buy some time. Expression back and forth is a language that we use. We have no mind for sleight of hand or misdirection. Still we love what we do here. It's home. And though we both bless it to our separate doors, never seen before what we are seeing. Formulas change, but we will find a new equation. Stand in line to buy some time. There's a pain inside my head. Though my dusty vision, it distorts what I take in. Turning on Stinson, where my friend Adam lives. I wish you'd roll your eyes at me again. Oh baby, I see everything. All the ghosts of where we've been. But baby, I ain't got no other plans. Always look familiar, the loss is out content. But who knows where I'll be or what I'm gonna see. But you with me on the five again. Delaware, stopping at St. Clair.
looking at the houses, saying I could so live there. Flipping through memories like the channels on TV, as I pass a bus stop at St. Pete's. Oh, lately I miss everything, all the ghosts of where we began. But baby, I ain't got no other plans. I always looked familiar, the losses I'll contend. But who knows where I'll be or what I'm gonna see. But you're with me on the five again. You're with me on the five again. You're with me on the five.
If only you were lonely, maybe I was so late.
Neon Trees, Used to Like, right there for you. Hey, it's Gunner. It's 2:33 and change, and I'd just like to publicly apologize right now to my next guest. Really cool guy. A long time ago, I think a month and a half ago, the great Neil Peart died, and I did this big, huge thing, and I went, yeah, and here's Sam, which is such a stupid thing to do. Like, there's just no way this guy could bounce into the interview and go, hey, come see my band, right? You know? So I'm apologizing officially on air because I could not stop laughing afterwards, telling everyone, going, you know, here I did this super huge thing, and then poor Sam came on to promote himself, you know? So I feel really bad about that. Sam, are you there?
I'm here, man. Thank you very much.
I'm so glad you're back in the air. And the second part of that whole story is that, which was the, you and I hitched up later on in the evening at This Ain't Hollywood. I was DJing that night, and like I was like laughing and everything. And and you already did your sound check. And you know, when you play, I don't know what where you come from with your ears, Sam. And when you're listening to music, when I listen to music, it's like I'll listen to a band when they play, and then I'll go see them live, and I'm like, oh, please make it jive. You know what I'm saying? Like, let me see and feel what they did on the album. So I was pleasantly surprised. I you know, don't take this the wrong way, but it was kind of like, you know, I liked what I heard on the air, but then I was like, oh, you know, what's it going to be like live, that sort of thing. And then when you guys took to the stage, it was just like, boom, you owned it. It was killing within the first two songs. And I was joking about this earlier, and I was telling people, I had to walk around the room and talk to my friends going, am I right on this? Is this really good? And I walked up to Lou, who books the club, and my friend Heather. They were standing like going, are you watching this? Because this is like hearkening back to like David Byrne for me from the Talking Heads at certain points. And your whole band was just like super tight, and you guys put on a great show, man.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate that. I feel like, for at least for our music, the live show kind of completes it. I think it doesn't. I love the recording process, and it's an art form in itself. But I feel like our music especially lends itself to the live show, and so yeah, I'm glad you say that. That's how it's supposed to be experienced.
Right, and the last time you and I chatted though, You weren't really coming down to this area to do music to be a front man. It was like something different that you were doing. And then you just sort of put this together and you were in the position of being a front man. You had no aspirations.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, I moved to Toronto originally to pursue a career as a trumpet player because I'd played trumpet most of my life. Yeah. And songwriting was a bit of a side project. But, you know, I spent some time in Toronto doing that and studying jazz and meeting a bunch of people, and my songwriting kind of just took over. Like, it just became the thing I was enjoying the most, and I spent most of my time on it. So I put a band together, and we released a song and started playing shows. And so that was like, yeah, that was 3 years ago now, and it's really come a long way.
You make it sound so simple, though.
It felt simple. It felt like, you know, there was no big decision like, I'm changing course now. It just kind of happened by itself.
Right.
So
yeah.
It felt pretty easy, yeah.
So it's kind of like a big day for you yesterday and today. You know, mm-hmm. you're, the EP2 is out now. You're up on Spotify. Indie 88, 12 songs you need to discover this week on Indie 88.
Yeah, I just saw that this morning. That's a great shout-out from them. I love... We get some good media promotion here in Toronto, and then out in Hamilton towards you guys as well. Everyone's really kind in the media circuit. So I'm happy that they're involved in this project.
You sound very calm about the whole thing.
It is, yeah. I don't know. I've learned in the past that it's good not to put too big of expectations on release days, because then you sit at home refreshing your Instagram page all day just looking for all the validation.
Yeah,
and, I've learned not to do that. I've learned to, you know,
just
make
leave
a
it
plan,
alone.
Run some errands, you know, leave my phone at home and forget about it.
But you also have an Exclaim release as well, which is going into the first single, Work It Out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, featuring Mangia. Yeah. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah. The Exclaim premiere yesterday, and we're just the video I did with Mangia, and then Sean Cosmo directed it, and it was pretty, like, I don't know. It was a really fun video to shoot. We just kind of booked a small like film studio in Toronto. Just for like 8 hours or something, loaded our stuff in, threw a bunch of like curtains on the walls, and then just kind of started shooting. And we listened to the song probably about 100 times and, you know, did the whole thing and performed it and kind of just had a great time and shot it. And then, Yeah, it turned out really well. I'm happy with it.
You have a good. You have such a good attitude for someone who's saying for 8 hours I was lip syncing something like 100. You know what I mean? Like where I'm from Hamilton. Anybody I know that would do something like just like after the third time, it's like, guy, you got this. Is it? This is all you're getting.
Yeah. You know. Yeah. It was hard work. Yeah, I won't bypass that. I was very sore the next day.
You were sore. Were you dancing in the video?
Well, if you see the video, I'm pretty much dancing as hard as I can and thrashing around for, you know, a 3-minute long song. But I was doing that for hours.
Hours upon hours. So you got your workout in.
I got a great workout that day. Yeah.
I guess the acupuncturist and everyone else has to manipulate you back into so you can be able to get on with your life after days like that, doing the hardcore dancing, that sort of thing. Well, tonight at This Ain't Hollywood, it's going to be a fun night. It's a really, really good, well put together bill of music styles, I believe.
I think it's very cohesive. I'm a big fan of both of the other artists, and I think it's going to go really well.
Yeah, I'm telling people, you know, you should get there just a little bit earlier just to make sure that you catch every artist in their full set. Because I've seen Nisa at the club before, and I've been following Ice Cream now, going on YouTube and checking out their music and everything. Yeah. And there's a certain element of pop wave that is going through all three artists and I wouldn't say like old school, but there's like just tinges of like a tip of the hat to that style of music from like 1979 to 1983, like a cross between British and North American alternative new wave that when you listen, like, and you guys are all like new bands and you have your own sound, but you can just see like there's a tip of the hat to all of that scene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's becoming, so common now that like with our access to all music that has ever existed, I think so many artists nowadays are, you know, really letting their influence come through from much older music than mm-hmm. we have in the past. Like when people bought all their music at record stores and CDs, I think they probably put a little bit of priority into current releases, and you know, it really made a identifiable like 90s sound, for example.
Sure.
But now with the internet, I can listen to music from any time period, and I do. And so I think those influencers are just going to naturally shine through.
Yeah. Are you the type of person that falls down the rabbit hole when you get on the internet with music? Because myself and everyone that comes on the air, when we talk about music, like, you click on one thing and then it's like 3 hours of your life gone. It's like, I had no idea I ended up in 1973 all the way back this way. You know, it's like, it's just,
yeah.
Okay. Buddy, thank you for calling in. And I'm really happy that you're back at This Ain't Hollywood. Performing, and tell us a little bit about, I'm going to play a couple tracks off of this new EP that you put together. You're on Spotify as well.
I am. Yeah,
yeah, you're on all the other stuff. I know that Work It Out is the one that we're going to play for the new video, but tell me a little bit about Soda.
Yeah, Soda, that was the lead single off of the EP.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a throwback, like Tears for Fears type pop tune, and it's the closer of the set. We'll be playing it tonight, and it's just, I don't know, it's fun. Like, it sounds just like super high energy and fun to perform and like lighthearted, and it has this kind of sarcastic, really dark undertone to the whole thing, which I just kind of find hilarious, and I love performing it for that reason. It's one of my favorite songs I've made yet, and it's definitely one of my favorite to perform.
Okay. I've been enjoying what I've been hearing, I'm not ass kissing or anything here, but to me, a standout track is Everything Is Fine.
Right on.
That one's killing me. That's the one for me, you know?
Right on.
I like the other ones. They're great and everything, but every time I hear Everything Is Fine, I'm like going, ooh. And we had this discussion earlier, Brody from the Casbah, which is probably another club that you're going to end up playing here in Hamilton, of course. Mm-hmm. We had this discussion about, he actually made the mistake of saying about how bands, and I know where he was coming from, how record labels and bands. Like, bands have to kind of toe the line when they get advice from what the single is going to be. And, and my stance was, well, you know, every album, even though we're releasing, we're in an age of just releasing singles, as an artist, you kind of want this song to go out to explain what the next two, to set up the next two singles. Like, they kind of tell a story on the EP or the LP, and it kind of tells a story about the band. You know what I'm saying? And as soon as I hear Everything Is Fine, I'm like, oh my goodness. Like, that is, like, to me, that is the kickoff single. So,
yeah. You know what I've learned is that I never have any idea which song is going to resonate with the audience. I think I know, and I have my favorite.
Yeah.
But I'm always wrong.
Right. Hey, you know what? Yeah. I agree with you. I know what I just said, but I'm the same guy back in the late 90s when someone played Tangerine to me from Moist, and I went, are you kidding me? This? I'm not listening to this. And actually, the guys from Moisture are actually really nice guys, but I was just
there,
like,
you go.
That wasn't the song for me. Hey, buddy, you have a good show tonight, and I hopefully you put together that same set you did last time, man, because that was just fantastic. Work It Out right now from Pleasure Craft here on Steel City Music.
Till the world stops spinning, I could never help myself, I'm always good. that you're not getting what you're owed. It shouldn't take this long. It makes you feel like the world's got something wrong. Always complain that she's the same as all the others before. Okay, but maybe you're the one to blame. Well, I could say that I'm okay, but that's too far from the truth. I'm only trying to get by until the weekend. Over, overrated, Friday. We'll never let you get away. Always chasing something. Never catching up to it. It's overrated, Friday. We'll never let you get away. Always chasing something. Never catching up to it all.
Pleasure Craft. Check them out at This Ain't Hollywood, Nisa and Ice Cream tonight.
for free. Please just give it back before you leave. I don't need your company at all. I just need to know I'm all you want. Maybe that's my ego talk.
Change a thing. No, I wouldn't change a thing.